This is another document in regards to Croft the Engineering. It's from the Lennox Institute for Research, Inc., and the memorandum is from Z. Charnel, dated October the 13th, 1981. Subject is supplies obtained. Attached, please find bills for supplies obtained related to the function of my office or the laboratory work I have been doing. If any of the items are not wanted, I will be happy to have Shandoff's Inc. change the billing to Earth Lab and take the items with me. The items from the Photoshop are partly used to take photos of the volumetric tester, the Vion panels, and the air dissolution and entrainment revisions. Locating all meters and valves within reach of a single position where the end of the discharge hoses could all be also seen. These photos involve the use of batteries, flash, film, and a camera Earth Lab supplied, the use of which can be considered offset by the use of the remaining film exposures and the remaining battery life. Mr. Barris has ordered an adapter for the microscope to fit Earth Lab's OM2 Olympus camera. Earth Lab is willing to return to perform the micrography of the bubbles, the titanium dioxide, and clay interactions with sulfonated castor oil and surfactants. Otherwise, the order for the adapter and film should be cancelled unless Lennox Institute for Research obtains a similar camera, outstanding for scientific purposes. All other supplies and equipment ordered will be explained to Dr. Wang so that he can carry out the development on the air dissolution and entrainment equipment as planned. Z.P. Charnel, Ph.D. Transmitted to L.K. Wang, October 13, 1981, 2:35 p.m. This next letter was written Thursday, October the 15th, 1981, 5:13 a.m. Lennox Institute for Research. As of this writing, the undersigned has spent 135 hours on premises, the basis of fees paid. Within those 135 hours, a summary of judgments, conclusions, and achievements. Chronologically, last, first. Number 1. Meeting with General Radio to discuss sound signal analysis equipment for use with the hydraulic sonic generator, the simple sound system for oxygen enrichment, and the vacuum sonic distillation system. The selected analytic equipment would be the Model 2502 with appropriate software, computer program, a copy of some pages of which will be sent. This meeting took 1 hour and 15 minutes. It will take a visit to Washington, D.C. to see an operational analyzer to fully describe the methods. The undersigned has had a seminar from Nicolette on the similar equipment they have. A Model 2510 portable unit would be the simplest alternative to the 2502. A Model 2510 would cost about $48,000. A two-channel analyzer would cost about $55,000. Two added and required channels would cost about $7,000 more. Number 2. In the case of the 14th, I completed the revisions on the document, the meaning and measurement of surface tension, etc. Dan Gus requested a number of surface tension measurements which were performed by Paul Milne. Dan Gus asked Joe Janis to ask me the meaning of those measurements. I spent about an hour and a half with Joe Janis and Paul Milne interpreting the results. The following are my conclusions so far. The system from which the samples were taken may benefit by using a cationic polymer flock, which has an optimum function at a pH lower than 7. then add more acid to bring the pH to that optimum lower level than 7. The system may benefit from the use of more cationic polymer. I do not know how much is used now. These two steps alone should bring the surface tension of the original fluid to a level higher than 42 dynes per centimeter if the measurement is made at the same temperature. The system could benefit from operating at generally lower temperatures. One other possible benefit could come from providing a floating cover on the flotation tank, which covers the portion not needing to be open for the scoop. Another possible improvement could come from operating at a greater total depth and using an integral, closer coupled air dissolution and entraining system, perhaps connected to the bottom of the tank. A further improvement could come from using an oxygen-rich air-dissolving entrainment system. This will narrow the range of the bubble sizes and produce better bubble affinities. Oxygen, O2, has a greater molecular weight than N2 and has a larger mass component in its kinetic energy due to temperature. This will diminish the requirement for surface tension and lower the hydrogen dipole demand of the bubbles, preventing some bubble enlargement. There are certain other improvements which would follow the use of sound at the right frequency, tuned mass selective response, electrochemistry, using EarthLab multi-electrode field gradient electrochemistry, using EarthLab multi-electrode field gradient systems with very high surface area passive electrodes midfield. The 6 boiling flasks and rack were obtained partly to demonstrate these improvements. The desiccator was ordered to use with the silicon rubber membrane to provide oxygen enrichment of the air supply by bubbling the compressor air output into water beneath the membrane and taking the compressor supply from atmosphere above the membrane, with the membrane subject to sonic rectification. See diagram on the bottom of the early memo. There is a surface tension drift with the fluids we are attempting to treat. End 5:58 a.m. Z.P. Charnot, Ph.D. And this last item to do with Crofta is a letter to Dr. Milos Crofta, President, Crofta Engineering Corporation, 101 Yokon Avenue, Lenox, Massachusetts, 01240. Written Friday, October the 30th, 1981. Dear Dr. Crofta, my thoughts do not stop from the work I was just beginning. Please let me share some other insights. If you look at the volumetric tube, the 3.75-inch diameter plexiglass tube, after the major amount of the bubbles have relaxed, there are bubbles adhering to the walls of the tube and the copper tube inside. Think of the meaning of this. Surfaces hold the bubbles. Those bubbles release slowly. They break loose and first creep up between the other smaller bubbles, actually detouring in a curved path around them. This creeping detour is because of the hydrogen dipole demand of the bubble surface and the vessel surface, which is much less. Ideally, coated vessel walls of glass would be better for volumetric testing. The meaning, however, is much greater. One meaning is that we are better off to have the larger vessel because of the lower surface-to-volume ratio of the larger scale, especially diminishing the effects of bubble adherence to the surfaces. The resolution of the volumetric test must be better.